The Inspector General was required to conduct the review by a provision in this year's defense authorization bill, a provision inserted by Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly and Jim Moran. Now, the results are in. Moran thinks they provide the foundation to take the Pentagon to court.
The Army is now out of compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act. So from our point of view, this situation cannot be rectified before the September 15th deadline, when 6,400 people are supposed to be moved to this building.
The IG report is based on a new independent engineering assessment the Inspector General had done by an outside firm. It found two major issues. For one, it said when the Army found that moving the new employees to the site would have no significant impact on traffic, it was using a traffic study conducted in 2008, and traffic has increased significantly since then. Moran says many of the intersections and highway ramps around the Mark Center are already jammed before the new workers even arrive.
Any street that is not clogged right now will be clogged as soon as this move takes place. And so in order to prevent this, what is going to be an unmitigated disaster come the fall, we are hoping that this Inspector General's report will provide us with the kind of credible foundation needed to take legal action to prevent the move of more than 6,000 Pentagon employees into this building.
A second area of concern involves what the report calls procedural and technical weaknesses in the environmental assessment the Army conducted to evaluate the impacts of the Mark Center move. The IG found the Army's goal of having 40% of the new site's employees get to work by some other way than single occupancy vehicle might not be feasible. The Inspector General recommended that the Army conduct a new traffic assessment and redo its traffic management plan to address strategies it says the Army left out the first time around. The employees who come from several defense agencies are being moved from various sites around Northern Virginia under this year's base realignment and closure moves, part of the BRAC recommendations approved in 2005. The Army initially considered three sites before deciding on the privately owned Mark Center. One was another complex called the Victory Center, also in Alexandria. The third, favored by Moran and Connolly, was an old General Services Administration warehouse site. Connolly says the big selling point for the GSA facility was that, unlike the Mark Center, it's right next to a metro station.
I was a holdout when I got to, as chairman of Fairfax County, and then when I got to Congress, I wrote the new administration pleading with them to reconsider the decision to locate at the Mark Center. It's not an appropriate location. It never was. That should have been put at the GSA site in Springfield, which is served by mass transit. And now the Army's going to have to manage that. And how it's going to get its workforce to that workplace is going to be a huge challenge for everybody. And there are no easy solutions, sadly. And it's a massive building, massive.
Moran says sooner or later the move to the Mark Center will happen. He's just hoping it's later rather than sooner to allow time for a traffic management plan to be redone and possibly even some additional construction projects to improve freeway access to the site. But he thinks the only realistic way to forestall the move is for local officials and possibly local residents to take the Defense Department to court.
They're going to have to decide. If I were mayor of Alexandria, again, what I would suggest is that we get together as kind of a class action with Fairfax County, with Prince William County, and with the state. And together we bring suit, because those are all parties in good standing. The city represents tens of thousands of people who will be adversely affected, as does Fairfax County, as does Prince William, even Stafford County. So the governor also represents them. That's what I discussed with the governor in a phone call this morning. I think there are, given the fact that there are at least 200,000 people in standing that could bring suit, I trust someone will. And, of course, this Inspector General's report is the foundation for that suit.
As for handling the matter in Congress,
the Congress is relatively dysfunctional right now. I do have language that's in the Military Construction Appropriations Bill that caps the number of parking spaces that can be used at this site to no more than 1,000. But I don't think that bill is likely to be enacted until September. And if we look at prior years, even longer than September, we only got last year's bill enacted a couple of weeks ago. So taking that action, while it would be the right thing to do, I just don't think it can be achieved in a timely fashion. That's why I think for the purposes of expediency, the more efficient action is to go through the court system. But I will be working the legislative process as well.
City, county, and state officials in Virginia say they're examining the report and assessing their options. As for the Army, they agreed with some of the IG's findings. They agreed to take another look at their 2008 environmental assessment, but that they would not conduct a new traffic analysis. Also, the Pentagon recently announced to contribute $20 million to traffic improvements in the area. The Army is preparing its own separate report to Congress on its move to the Mark Center. In Virginia, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.